Club Focus with EcoSolar Energy. The solar experts you can rely on. Make the cleaner choice. EcoSolarEnergy.ie.
On this month's Club Focus, we got the togs and swimming goggles out as we took a trip out to St. Feek's Swimming Club in Carlow.
I've been a member of the club since about 2013, and originally I was a parent and my children were swimming in the club. I moved on, became a committee member. From there, I started doing my coaching qualifications. I became, you know, a qualified coach, coaching with some of the younger squads. I moved up along until eventually I became head coach of the club here, and that's the position I hold at the moment.
That's Gillian Markey, head coach of St. Feek's.
Is it difficult to pitch swimming to people? Because I always think of Carlow as the notoriously landlocked county that doesn't have much water in it, but people kind of love it, don't they?
No, there's no problem at all. I mean, swimming is, for me, it's a cradle to the grave. It's a sport, a form of exercise, and it's a life skill, let's be honest. I mean, we look at the number of drownings around this country every year, both inland and in our open water. And, you know, for me, it's essential. You learn to drive, you learn to read and write, you learn to swim. So if people just want to do that for fun and exercise, that's fantastic. It's not weight-bearing. So if you're an older person and, you know, you like to go out walking, but maybe you're not able for some of the more physical sports, swimming is ideal for that. And the masters who are here, they've been involved maybe in swimming as children themselves and left it for years. And now they're all coming back to it again. And they're doing it for fun and fitness. And some are taking it a step further. They're joining triathlon clubs. There's quite a few around Carlow and in the Thigh. And, you know, it's fantastic. It's fantastic for everybody.
And what is it like, I suppose, to have a club that is so catering to both that like that social end of it, but also as well to encourage a lot of its members that if they want to go and compete in competitions, that they have that avenue?
It's hard enough to manage, but we do manage it. We also run swimming lessons here on a Sunday morning, so we literally take the kids from the very early days, we bring them through, then we do trials for members in the club. We're very successful. We've four squads. We've about roughly 95 competitive swimmers aged 8 to 20, and at the top end, I mean, they're swimming training here with us 10 hours a week, and some of them are accessing additional sessions elsewhere. We have kids, you know, they're competing at national competitions. We're going to McCullough International in a couple of weeks. We'll go to the Irish Open, the Winter Championships, Summer Nationals. Our next goal then is to get some kids onto national squads and from there onto international competition. But we do cater all the way up along, and I suppose everybody will compete at their level. You know, not everybody's going to make it to that elite level. So it's making sure that everyone's looked after as well. And that, I mean, whether they're 8 or 20, whether they're getting into the high performance end of swimming, or whether they're just, you know, they want to go to a little round robin, a level one gala and swim. There's no DQs. They're just swimming for their own time and for their own improvement. That's what we're about.
One of the members who's availed of both the casual and competitive side of St. Feek's is Dylan McGrath.
Well, I started swimming with St. Feek's when I was about 7 or 8. I made my way up through D squad all the way up to A. And after A squad's fairly intense, it's all hands-on. So when I came into my 5th and 6th year of reserve, it was a bit too much for me to keep up. So then I found coming into the master swimming was perfect because it was less hours, but I was still getting a bit of swimming in, which is what I liked.
And why swimming over other sports? Like, what makes it unique for you that you were like, actually, swimming is the one for me?
I played a lot of the GA and the team sports, but in comparison, swimming is very personal. Like, it's only you out there for 2-hour sessions 5 times a week. Like, so it can be a bit of a mental challenge, like, which I sort of liked. And I suppose the early mornings, you'd be getting up before school and stuff, which was, it was unique in comparison to the sports that I was used to. But it's also, swimming's a sport that uses all the muscles in your body, so I think I kind of liked the active side of it.
Committee member Jenny Whelan says there's a huge diversity of age in the club, and while the kids are massively competitive, there's still a great social atmosphere.
Altogether, like, we have, with the squads, we have just under 100 kids aged between 8 to probably 20-21 at the moment, and our lessons then are on a Sunday, and we have just over 120 kids learning to swim. So they have great, like, their training sessions are hard, but they do have great enjoyment with each other. And we recently had, since September, had 2 club galas where we had visiting clubs, and there's about 8 clubs came to visit, and, you know, our junior swimmers swam in that. and then our senior squad helped out. So it's great. There have been great events to get the kids together because they do train very hard when they're in the water.
Well, many might think that to join a swimming club, you have to be swimming from an early age. Bernie Fleming disproves that theory.
Yeah, I always kind of wanted to learn how to swim properly. So I was after doing swim for a mile and someone said, like, there's a master's club in Carlow. So signed up and yeah, that was over a year ago. So here I am.
If somebody hasn't swam before or is thinking of getting into it, but they're kind of a bit nervous about that first step, you know, what would you say to them?
I'd say just come along. Once they talk to Erica, like, she's fantastic. She'll completely put you at ease. And everybody here is just so lovely. You get in, you know, I'm at this end, the beginner's end. I know there isn't a beginner's end, but I'm at this end and everybody's lovely to talk to. So you're just going up and down, you go at your own pace and yeah, you feel great afterwards. Even that, you know, the feeling afterwards, the sense of achievement afterwards is great and a sense of belonging to something afterwards is good.
Gillian says winning €2,000 as part of Beats Club Focus would go a long way for the club.
Fantastic. I mean, you'll see one of our clocks is broken. We need a new clock. Like, swimming is not, it's not a cheap sport. Obviously, it's not like a field sport where they own their own facilities. And the facility here in Grey Cullen, they're very good to us. They really are. It is a community-based swimming pool. We need equipment. We need backstroke ledges. We need long course training. We bring the kids to either Limerick or Dublin for that. That's not cheap either. It's hard on parents. You know, we don't like to ask for a lot of money, but we actually have to cover our costs. I mean, we're not making any money. It's not profit. It's not about making a profit, but that €2,000 would mean a lot.
If you fancy yourself as an avid swimmer or just someone starting out, you can check out more of St. Feix Swimming Club over on their website, stfeix.ie. And if you fancy having your club featured as part of Beats Club Focus, you can head on over to beat102103.com/clubfocus now.
Club Focus. Beats 102 103.